Apparently, losing $6.7 billion in just 6 months is all Lehman Brothers can take. The investment bank is now looking for a buyer after losing bets in the mortgage market. A deal could be announced as early as this weekend. Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve are working with Lehman Brothers to find potential buyers, including Bank of America. NPR's Jim Zeroli is covering this story from New York. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
How did Lehman Brothers get to this point?
Oh, it's an all too familiar story. It lost a lot of money in the subprime mortgage crisis, you know, getting involved with these really complex mortgage-backed securities. A lot of critics also say it just waited too long to address the problems. People lost confidence in the company. Its stock price fell. Then on Wednesday, the company announced a plan to try to shore up its finances. It said it was going to sell its investment management division. The stock kept falling anyway. Now, the only real option for Lehman's management is to put the entire company up for sale.
Oh, this sounds like a company I want to buy. Where do I line up?
Well, if you want to buy shares of Lehman Brothers, I'm sure there are a lot of people who will sell them to you right
now. Well,
who
does want to buy this thing?
Well, there aren't a lot of companies that are able or willing to invest, I think mainly because Lehman's financial system is still quite murky. The Korean Development Bank, which is a state-run institution, was thinking about investing in Lehman. It pulled out. Goldman Sachs was supposed to be thinking about a deal, but then it came out and said, no, not us. There have been published reports that the most likely buyer is Bank of America, maybe Barclays Bank. But I talked to someone who's familiar with the talks yesterday who said basically a lot of options are still on the table.
So if there's a lot of uncertainty, does any buyer pay pennies on the dollar, and do the current stockholders get wiped out?
Well, it depends on what options that, you know, are finally chosen, of course. At the worst, Lehman Brothers could end up like Bear Stearns, subsumed into another big company. The shareholders have also already lost a lot of money. The shares of Lehman are down more than 90% in a year. In the case of Bear Stearns, you know, shareholders ended up getting very little money, and that could certainly happen again.
Well, you mentioned Bear Stearns. Is the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, are they getting involved in the way that they got involved with Bear Stearns, moving in with loan guarantees and other efforts to make this a more attractive deal for somebody?
Right. Well, in the case of Bear Stearns, the federal government really engineered the deal and guaranteed some of Bear's debt as a way to induce J.P. Morgan Chase to buy the company. The source I talked to says, you know, this time the federal government is assisting. It's monitoring the talks. It isn't expected to put any federal money into the pot, partly because that since the Bear Stearns deal, there are now other ways for investment banks like Lehman to get money. They can borrow from the Federal Reserve's discount lending window. So the federal government itself doesn't have to play the same direct role it played before, and it won't.
Jim, in just a couple of seconds, does anybody you talk to think that Lehman Brothers is going to be the last firm to get in this much trouble over the mortgage mess?
Oh, I don't think so at all. I think that there are just ongoing questions about all financial companies right now. It seems like one gets taken care of, and then we move on to address problems someplace else in the market. I mean, it's like wildfires.
Hmm. Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zeroli covers business from New York.